In Georgia, we were really blessed to have a long growing season, and you can put up food pretty much any month of the year. For pickling, I mean, okra and green beans and carrots. We have wonderful cabbage to make chow chow. Beets can be put up and pickled, and they make absolutely delicious things to eat later.
It's time to get things started. We have three, yes, three pots simmering.
Turn it on high, so we've got to get
one large pot filled with water warms our pickling jars. A second is warming our lids. And a third pot simmers our pickling brine.
We're going to combine water, apple cider vinegar, and kosher salt and bring it to a boil.
Don't worry if we're going too fast. You can find all details of this recipe on our website.
And I guess it's best to go ahead and get all your prep out of the way to begin with, so you're not having to constantly stop and do something you could have done on the front end.
You sound like a good cook, Don Limley, because
that's
a real, what you just said is very, very true, to get it all out as we've done here today. We've got our bowls out, cutting board, knives.
All laid out with precision. Now, as our brine simmers, it's time to use those knives to chop the three main ingredients we'll place in our pickling jars. Garlic cloves, some good hot chilies, and of course, okra.
Try to look for okra that's a little bit smaller. You can always trim it down. We want to be sure that the top of that brine is 1/2 inch from the top of the jar. That's called headspace.
We chop the okra down to make sure it fits into our pickling jars.
And I'm not even going to bother with this guy. Look at that, John. That's just too big.
Oh, yeah. And is there one particular end you're cutting off, or
I'm
both?
I'm cutting off both ends.
Okay.
And I also like leaving like that piece on the end so you can grip it. So if it's in your Bloody Mary and then you want to get it out.
I just got rid of it.
Okay. Well, I didn't tell you beforehand, so that wasn't your fault.
Someone will be cursing my name when they're trying to get that out of their Bloody Mary.
Pickling and canning, what I think of as fairly complicated processes, have made a major comeback. Why do you think that is?
There's something so satisfying and grounding about putting up food. For me, it's really meditative. Even if you've had a bad day, then you've done something really good.
We skin 14 garlic cloves, and finally, it's time to trim the third and final ingredient for our jars.
We have some beautiful dried red arbol chilies. We're going to trim the ends of them to make sure they fit the jar.
Are these a hot chili or sort of mild? Or?
I think they're pretty hot. These do make for a spicy pickle, so three is a good number, three per jar.
Good little bit of a kick.
And if you like a lot of kick, do you like a lot of chili?
I do.
Well, then we'll do some extra ones for you then. You can pack your jars with all of the peppers.
I guess it's a good thing that we're wearing gloves.
Yes. I'm looking out for you, John.
Thank you.
Our okra, garlic, and arbol chilies are ready for their jars. Now, Martha warns things will begin to move fast as we take each jar from its hot water bath to fill with ingredients.
And we want to work quickly so that we keep the jars as warm as possible. So if you've got any hard questions for me, please ask them now before we get the jars out of the water.
We take our jar lifters, basically specialized tongs, to lift each jar out of its hot water bath and carry it over to the table.
Now this is the part that looks like it takes a little bit of
finessing,
getting the water out of there, and
carry it over
to the table.
Somehow, I manage not to drop any jars or spill any scalding water. Common hazards at this stage.
And now, we're going to start packing.
And you begin with the bay leaf?
Yes.
And then you begin putting in the okra.
And then you can throw in a little bit of garlic. And it's nice to kind of pack your pretty red arbol chili peppers, you know, on the outside rather than the inside,
so they show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there's an art to packing these jars. Yours is so effortlessly beautiful, and mine is sort of a jumble.
I think you are doing really well for a first time. Now you can pack more in there. It doesn't look like it, but you really can.
More will fit.
More will fit.
Yeah,
I mean,
it will.
You can really scrunch things down in there.
We pack all seven jars, screw on the lids, and return them to the boiling water.
I'm setting the timer for 15 minutes. The water has to be boiling the whole time.
And then we wait. There's no doubt about it, pickling is an afternoon-long process. But that means there's also time for some good conversation.
What do memories of eating canned and pickled foods as a kid, what do these mean for you and bring back?
Oh, well, gosh, I see a watermelon rind pickle and I think of my Joyce. And that's what we always had at Christmas. That just is very special to me because I think, you know, I can make something and I can eat it and taste it, and it's like a direct link to the past. When my aunts would give us things that they had made, it's like that person is giving you a part of themselves, what they were doing that day or what was going on at that point in their life.
We remove the jars from their hot water bath, and then the sound we've been waiting for.
Did you hear it?
I heard one.
As each lid forms a seal with its jar, it makes that small pinging sound.
It's a happy ping. It's a happy sound. It's a very joyful notice that we successfully canned our pickled okra. You're leaving here with jars of these pickled okra. You know that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.